feedback coming in on a variety of things. Also shifted gears here and got into the Lions a little bit this weekend. Big number. Both Gator and I are a little skittish on this one. A little skittish. I'm not saying they're not going to win.
Oh, no, I think they'll win. You see double digits and I'm like,
And I just feel like this is going to be one of those games that we're talking Monday about how come they didn't look as sharp. How come this was closer than it was expected? To my response is going to be because it's the NFL.
Yeah, and yet, I mean, I want to be chesty as hell, right? Prediction, Lions 45, Tennessee 6, you know? I want to say it. I could see it happening.
I'm feeling like this game, you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at like Lions 29, Titans 19.
Is that what you're looking
at? That's what I'm looking at. 29-19 Lions.
29-19? Yeah. I've never heard that before. Yeah. That's a crazy prediction.
Yeah.
Wild, Doug.
Yeah.
Wild.
Anyway, Kang thinks the Lions are going to roll. He's chesty. Whose camp are you in? Kang or Doug and Scott? 248-539-9797.
So you wouldn't say they would win comfortably?
No, I would not. No.
Which is crazy because Tennessee is nowhere near as good as Seattle.
No, but you get different feels and matchups going into games. Teams are at different points in their season. And I mean...
What has you apprehensive about being chesty on this one?
So it's Tennessee's ability to move the football, and I'm not sure that Rudolph isn't an upgrade over Levis. I think Levis is an upside play, and Rudolph is considered a career journeyman. And Rudolph was better at the end of last year than Levis has been this year. And... But I mean, what works against it is if they don't have Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, which they don't have Hopkins. I mean, if Ridley, who I didn't even look it up, I thought I saw he didn't practice yesterday, but let me double check that on their injury list. That goes against it. But you know, there's an element of it's a week to week thing, man. It's a week to week thing, and it's hard to match the intensity of last weekend.
Yeah, you gotta like when you're. The NFL, when we say any given Sunday, that doesn't mean like it's going to happen every time. You know, you got to pick and choose when you think like, hey, this is prime for a trap game or upset or whatever. And then, Doug, I think you're feeling a little bit about that this week compared to other weeks. So I get it, and I subscribe to that theory more than most, you know, where, hey, respect the NFL, respect the professionals on the other side. I mean, because logically, if you look at the game, yeah, the Lions have a way better roster, everything going for them. They haven't given up on the season, sold off players. Tennessee, what they have for them right now is Tony Pollard. He's actually pretty good for them. But the Lions are great at stopping the run. And so if they don't have the receivers, they traded Hopkins, Ridley's complaining, and I don't know if he's going to play or not, and they have their backup quarterback in, I don't see this being the week. Even if the Lions don't have their A game, I think they still beat them by double digits. And I know that's saying a lot in the NFL because double digits is a big number.
All right, 248-539-9797 for phone calls and text from the ticket text. It's crazy. I love the mock draft bit so much that I'm actually sad that we're going to have to give up a lot of draft capital to get an edge rusher here soon. I know we have to do it, but that's how much I loved mock draft season with you guys.
I get it.
I thought we did with it what we could. I mean, honestly,
we're going into virgin territory here, man. We don't know what it's like to pick for the Lions when it comes to a mock draft and have to project at the end of the second round.
That could happen.
Potentially.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I'm on Team Kang with a caveat that if the Titans are able to keep it close through the first half, it's going to be a close game. But if the Lions get a couple unanswered scores, they will start to roll Tennessee. They'll collapse. I mean, I could, right, when you sell people off, if the Lions get the football and go right down the field and score, it's 7-0, get a 3-and-out, go right down the field and score, it's 14-0, then it might end up 65-0. But I think there's some truth in what this guy said.
Kang, what does a fish do if, like, you have a goldfish in a bowl and you take the goldfish out of the bowl and you set it on the countertop? What does the fish do?
Usually flop around.
That's what I'm doing. I feel chesty now.
Oh! What?
The Lions are going to crush the Titans.
What just happened?
I don't know. I don't know why I was so reserved. I don't know. It was because I was scarred from last night and thinking, oh, the Vikings will handle the Rams, and they didn't. What is going on? No. Let's think logically about this. The Lions are arguably the best team in the NFL. The Titans are arguably the worst team in the NFL. They're going with a backup quarterback, maybe no receivers. They don't have their best player on defense. They're on the road. The Lions are playing for each other. Again, now they're getting rally around and be galvanized because J-Mo's on the sideline because he doesn't even know why. The league hasn't fully explained why. It's Detroit versus everybody. They're going to win by a monster margin. What are we doing? What are you afraid of? What the hell was I thinking? Come on, man.
Last night really rattled them, people.
It's a bad day. Bad day all around. But no, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know what the hell. Forget what I said earlier. Just forget it all. I mean, Trap Schmapp.
Already podcasted it, though. Gator not feeling good about game. Next podcast.
Gator feeling good about game. Yes.
What does a fish do when it's out of the... It flops?
Yes! I wondered where the hell he was going with that.
I'm flopping. I'm back on the side of the right side of history here.
Regarding Michigan and Michigan State, Carl at work says Michigan will lose this game unless Mullings breaks off multiple 40-plus yard runs. He's our entire offense. Loveland is talent, but none of our six quarterbacks can consistently get him the ball to capitalize on him. Next text, stadiums. MSU is better to watch the game, but the concourse and surrounding area for U of M are awesome. From Kenny, the Red Wings have a 3-game winning streak, but nothing has changed from last year, which is very concerning. Shots during that winning streak is 109-55. Chris says, I would nominate that as one of the best goals of all time, let alone best empty net goals. It was badass. All my kids, as my kids would say, tough. That's from Chad in Midland. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. I think I would stop well short of calling it one of the best goals of all time. It might be one of the most gangster goals of all time.
That's a bat flip. Nope. That was fun.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Chris, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys, how you doing? So I'm also very chesty about this game. Mm-hmm. I am a Lions season ticket holder for 28 years now. And I will be attending the game on Sunday. And my reason for thinking this is the Lions have scored 30 or more points in the last three games, and the Titans have only scored more than 20 one time. It was their one win where they got 31. They've always been under 20 points. So that's your 10-point differential right there. If we can score more than 30 and they're less than 20 because they're normally scoring around 17 or so, then I think we can cover. So I am going to put a little cash on that. In my favorite app. Hope you guys enjoy the game.
Good luck.
I'm just kind of looking at the feedback, trying to tally up. Are more people team Kang and Gator that are chesty, or are more people team Doug and Gator worried about this game?
I deserve it. I feel like I had, it was in brain fog through about a 30-minute period there earlier on when we were discussing it. And then, you know, like just time, the fog lifts. And you're like, what the hell was I doing?
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.